Hey everyone, ready to dive into something you probably haven't thought much about?
Yeah, cement.
Not exactly the most glamorous topic, right? But stick with us because we're going to explore how AI is being used to make cement production a whole lot greener.
It's actually pretty fascinating stuff.
So, what's our source material for this deep dive?
Well, we've got this really interesting white paper from a company called CarbonRe. They're specialists in AI solutions for cement plants.
Okay, and who are the brains behind this paper?
The authors are Daniel Sommerbell and Kenny Wong.
Sounds like they know their stuff. So, before we get into the AI part, can you give us a quick crash course on why cement production needs a sustainability makeover?
You bet. Get this, cement production is a major CO2 contributor. We're talking a whopping 8% of global emissions.
8%? Seriously?
Yeah, it's more than deforestation, shipping, and aviation combined. So governments are really cracking down and pushing the industry to clean up its act.
Okay, now I'm starting to see why finding greener ways to make cement is such a big deal. So how does AI fit into all of this?
Well, one of the most promising avenues is using alternative fuels in cement kilns.
Alternative fuels, like what?
Think plastic waste, industrial byproducts, even things like agricultural waste.
Hold on, agricultural waste? Like what farmers feed their cows? That's going into cement.
Yep. The idea is to give these waste materials a second life while reducing dependence on fossil fuels. But there's a catch.
I bet there is. What's the problem?
It's not as simple as just swapping one fuel for another. Imagine trying to maintain a consistent temperature in a kiln using a random mix of whatever waste is available on a given day.
Yeah, that sounds like a recipe for disaster.
It is. And the white paper actually describes it as a constant battle to make order out of chaos. Each batch of fuel is different, availability fluctuates, and it's a huge challenge to keep the kiln running smoothly and producing high-quality cement.
So how does AI solve this chaotic mess?
Think of AI as the ultimate orchestra conductor. It analyzes this chaotic mix of fuels, predicts outcomes, and dynamically adjusts all the control parameters to keep the whole process running smoothly. It's like having a super smart brain constantly monitoring and optimizing things.
So it's basically the master chef of the cement world, figuring out how to make a perfect batch of cement no matter what crazy ingredients it's given.
Exactly. AI can analyze massive amounts of data, learn the nuances of each fuel type, and make real-time adjustments that humans simply couldn't do.
This is starting to make sense, but I'm curious about the specifics. How does AI actually control what's happening inside a cement kiln?
One of the biggest challenges is getting the right balance between fuel and air for efficient burning. That's called the thermal substitution rate, or TSR.
TSR, got it. And why is that so important?
Well, if you have too little oxygen, you get incomplete combustion, wasted fuel, and more emissions. Too much oxygen, and you're basically burning money by using more fuel than necessary.
So getting that TSR right is crucial, but it sounds incredibly complex.
You're telling me. But AI can handle that complexity. It constantly monitors sensor data from throughout the kiln things, like temperature, pressure, and gas composition. Then it makes real-time adjustments to optimize combustion and keep that TSR where it needs to be. It's like having a super sophisticated thermostat for a cement kiln, constantly tweaking things to make sure it's running at peak efficiency.
So it's about more than just keeping the kiln hot enough. It's about using fuel as efficiently as possible. What about the quality of the cement itself? Does AI play a role there too?
It absolutely does. Cement quality is paramount. If it's not right, you end up with weak or inconsistent concrete. What's remarkable is that AI can actually predict cement quality in real time
Really? How does it do that?
By analyzing all sorts of data from the production process. This allows for much smoother process control. Instead of reacting to variations after the fact, AI can anticipate and prevent deviations, keeping the quality consistent. It's like having a quality control expert constantly monitoring the production line, but it's an AI doing it.
That sounds incredibly valuable. So AI's got the kiln running efficiently, maximizing the use of those alternative fuels and ensuring top-notch cement quality. What else can it do?
Well, there's another crucial issue: blockages.
Blockages.
Yeah, think about it. With all these different alternative fuels, each with its own unique composition, sometimes things can get a bit sticky. You can get buildups in the preheater tower, which is a crucial part of the kiln system.
Okay, I'm starting to get a mental picture of this, and it doesn't sound good. How serious of a problem are these blockages?
Incredibly serious. Imagine a cement plant having to shut down unexpectedly because of a blockage. We're talking about losses of up to $300,000 per day.
Ouch, that's a lot of money. So how can AI prevent that from happening?
It acts as an early warning system. AI can analyze sensor data and detect subtle patterns that indicate a blockage is forming, sometimes up to 12 hours in advance. This gives operators enough time to take action and prevent a catastrophic shutdown.
That's amazing. So AI isn't just about efficiency. It's about preventing these really expensive disasters. It sounds like a must-have for any modern cement plant trying to stay competitive and meet those tough emissions targets.
Exactly. But wait, there's more. AI can also help figure out the best mix of alternative fuels in the first place.
Okay, now that sounds like something that could give cement plant managers a serious headache. How does AI handle that?
AI excels at analyzing data and spotting patterns. It can do that with fuel prices and availability, too. It can analyze the specific characteristics of each fuel, things like energy content and potential to cause those pesky blockages. Then it dynamically adjusts the blend to make sure the plant is running as efficiently and cost-effectively as possible. It's like having a super smart purchasing manager who always knows which deals to snag.
This is all starting to sound like AI is revolutionizing every aspect of cement production. It's taking what used to be a very hands-on trial and error process and turning it into something incredibly sophisticated and data-driven. But I have to ask, is relying on alternative fuels really a long-term solution? What happens if, as the report suggests, the availability of those ideal waste fuels starts to decline in the future?
That's a great question, and it's one we'll dig into when we continue our deep dive after a short break.
So before the break, we were talking about those alternative fuels, and what happens if they become less available? Does that mean the cement industry is out of luck?
Well, that's where the beauty of AI really comes in.
How so?
Even if the specific types of fuel change, AI can adapt. It can help the industry adjust and optimize for whatever new materials or technologies pop up.
Okay, that makes sense. So AI isn't just a temporary fix. It's more like a long-term solution that can evolve with the industry. But has this approach actually produced any real results?
Oh, absolutely. The white paper mentions some pretty impressive success stories. Like there's this cement plant, Heidelberg Materials Mokra plant. They brought in CarbonRe's AI platform back in 2024.
That's been. What happened?
Well, by analyzing data from all over the kiln, the AI managed to boost their thermal substitution rate. That's the TSR, you know, from 83% to 85%.
Right, the PSR. So for those of us who don't speak cement, what does that actually mean?
Basically, it means they were able to increase their use of alternative fuels by 2 percentage points.
And is that a big deal?
It might not sound like much, but these plants produce massive amounts of cement. We're talking thousands of tons daily. Even a tiny improvement can make a difference.
Okay, so what does that 2% increase look like in the real world?
Well, we're talking about a reduction of something like 5,000 tons of CO2 emissions per year. That's like taking more than 1,000 cars off the road. And remember, this is just from a 2% increase. As AI gets better, the potential for cutting emissions gets even bigger.
That's a pretty big impact. And I remember the report mentioned that even tiny improvements in combustion efficiency, thanks to AI, can make a difference too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They highlighted that even just a 0.2% reduction in oxygen use in a specific part of the kiln, the calciner, led to substantial fuel savings. And it didn't affect production at all.
It's incredible how even the smallest tweaks can make a difference when AI is involved. What about those blockages we were talking about? Did the AI help with those too?
It sure did. At the Mokra plant, the AI was able to spot early warning signs of blockages up to 12 hours in advance.
Wow, so it's like a crystal ball for cement production.
You could say that. It gives operators time to adjust things and avoid those super expensive shutdowns.
Mm.
Remember, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars per day.
Right, it's not just about being efficient, it's about being reliable too.
Exactly. And the cool thing is, AI is just getting started. It can be used to optimize all sorts of things, like the fuel split.
Fuel split?
It's basically how much fuel goes to different parts of the kiln. AI can fine-tune this based on the type of fuel mix, which can lead to even more efficiency and cost savings.
So AI is like the super operator who never sleeps and never misses a beat.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And there's this other fascinating idea the authors bring up, integrating AI with carbon capture technology.
Oh, can capture.
It's seen as a key way to decarbonize industries like cement. It captures CO2 emissions and keeps them from entering the atmosphere.
I see where you're going with this. AI could help make carbon capture more efficient.
Bingo. These systems can be pretty complex to operate, but AI could come in and fine-tune things, minimize energy use, and make the whole process more viable and cost-effective.
So that sounds like no matter what the future holds for cement production, AI is going to be a crucial part of it.
Definitely. It's not just about reaping benefits today. It's about preparing for tomorrow. It's making sure the industry can roll with the punches, adopt new technologies, and ultimately thrive in a world that's demanding cleaner, greener solutions.
This whole conversation about AI and cement has really been eye-opening. I never thought I'd find it so interesting.
It's amazing what you can find when you start digging, isn't it? Sometimes the most unexpected places hold the most potential for innovation.
Well said. So we've talked a lot about how AI is transforming cement production, but could it have a similar impact on other industries?
Oh, without a doubt. And that's what we'll explore in the final part of our deep dive.
So we've seen how AI is shaking things up in the cement world, but where else could it make a difference? Could it help other industries become more sustainable too?
Oh, absolutely. The beauty of AI is how adaptable it is.
So it's not just a one-trick pony.
Not at all. All those things we've been talking about, analyzing data, recognizing patterns, making predictions, and optimizing in real time, those could be applied to tons of different fields.
Okay, so if AI can handle a cement kiln, I'm all ears. What else could it do?
Well, imagine AI managing our energy grids.
Energy grids? How so?
Think about it. We're using more and more renewable energy, like wind and solar. Which is awesome, but they can be a bit finicky.
Right. The sun isn't always shining and the wind isn't always blowing.
Exactly. But AI could smooth things out. It could balance supply and demand in real time, keeping the lights on even when those renewable sources aren't producing as much.
Ah, so instead of relying on those dirty old power plants, we could have a smarter, cleaner grid that seamlessly integrates all that renewable energy.
That's the idea. AI could be the maestro of a symphony of sustainable power. And that's just one example. Think about manufacturing.
Manufacturing?
Yeah. AI could optimize production lines, cut down on waste, even help design products that are more sustainable from the start.
So we're not just talking about making things cleaner. We're talking about changing how we make things entirely.
Right. It's like hitting the reset button on how we manufacture stuff.
Yeah.
Could be a big step towards a circular economy where we're not just using up resources and creating waste.
That's a pretty exciting thought. Any other industries come to mind?
Well, what about agriculture?
Agriculture. Okay, I'm intrigued. How could AI help farmers?
It could optimize things like irrigation, predict how much crops will yield, even spot plant diseases early on. That means farmers could use less water, fertilizer, and pesticides.
Wow, it sounds like the possibilities are endless. We're just starting to understand what AI can do.
It's true. It's a powerful tool for tackling those big challenges we're facing. Climate change, running out of resources, making sure everyone has enough to eat.
It's pretty amazing how something that seems so futuristic is already making a real difference. Like in that cement plant, who knew?
It just goes to show sometimes the most unexpected places are where we find the most potential.
Well said. If you want to learn more about the cool stuff CarbonRee is doing with AI in the cement industry, head over to their website. They've got tons of information there.
And if this deep dive has sparked any ideas for you, that's awesome. Keep asking questions, keep exploring, and keep pushing for positive change.
That's a great note to end on. Thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of AI and cement. Who knew it could be so fascinating?
It was my pleasure.
Okay.
Until next time.